We told you about Emma Morris and his wonderful pasties and all the good food that was kind of on the Gaelic side out in the western part of Chicago. And Emmer told us, well, I get them down at Gaelic Imports. So Joe and I made a note, one of these days, we got to go see, right?
That's right.
So here we are, and we stand in the middle of this whole beautiful thing with a flag of Ireland, and look at the little hat over there. This is George Hudson, who's the owner of Gaelic.
Good afternoon, Mel. Nice
George,
to be with you.
Sort of visually take us through what you're trying to do here in this shop.
Well, basically, Mel, we're trying to represent the entire British Isles, I should say Great Britain and Ireland, mm-hmm. with a wide representation of merchandise from every corner of Britain, and more so items that are not normally seen in the larger department stores. Unusual items like the one you just pointed at, which is a hat and part of the traditional costume of Wales.
What have you seen now so far?
Oh, I've seen so many things. Of course, there are Irish sweaters and Scottish clan tartans. And Scottish jewelry, lovely Scottish jewelry. And then there's a whole food department.
The biscuits.
Yes. Our Patty, who's just come back from Ireland, kept picking out all the ones that she'd gotten used to over there. And the bread, Irish soda bread. Oh, fascinating place. I'm going to come out here some afternoon and buy dinner.
George, how did you come to be here?
Well, initially, Mal, I started this as a hobby. And not knowing that it would develop into as nice a business as it has, I started in a bedroom at home with a little spare bedroom and did a little mail order and never thought to this day that it would come to be anything but that. Since then, we've opened a branch in Cleveland and also one in Pittsburgh, and we anticipate one in Philadelphia sometime next year. The new addition that you had a little peep at that's not quite finished is our bagpipers room. And we do specialize in supplying bagpipers all over the United States with bagpipes and kilts.
Is this a growing thing in the country?
Oh, very much so. In fact, so much so that recently the customs duty was taken off bagpipes because of the amount of pressure that was brought on the legislators by people writing in and complaining that they shouldn't pay customs duty on an ancient instrument such as a bagpipe that was not manufactured in the United States.
Well, are these the Irish and Scottish who live here who are out for these bagpipes?
Yes, and people who have are sort of regenerating their interests in the old culture. Second, third, and fourth generation Scots and Irishmen.
A couple of specific questions. How much does a set of pipes cost?
Well, they range from $125 all the way up to about $495.
And are there good instructors in this area for teaching?
Yes, there are three very good instructors. One is George Armstrong, who lives in Wilmette. Another one is Mel Finlayson in Elmhurst. And then there's free tuition available to anyone that wants to learn the bagpipes by contacting either the Stockyards Kilty Band or the VFW Highlanders in Elmhurst.
And how young can one begin?
A good age to begin is about 12.
We have a son who's not quite 8 who keeps striving. I just want to get all these facts in hand.
Well, we should sort of edge you over to the bagpipe room and interest you in what they call a practice chanter, which is the instrument that you'll learn to play bagpipes on. Now, unlike so many other musical instruments, you can actually learn to play for a small investment of about $12. This covers the instruction book and the practice chanter that allows you to cover the finger movements. Now, once having done that, then you can graduate to a complete full set of bagpipes.
And I'll bet you don't think there's a sound like it in all the world.
Absolutely. Well, you heard it when you come in the store, Mel.
I sure did. George, I've been working on your sound. What part of the British Isles, where was home originally?
Right slap in between Edinburgh and Glasgow, Mel, which is pretty well in the Midlands of Scotland.
And what led you here?
I was encouraged to come by some very good American friends whom we met in England where I was a police officer, and I decided that because of their enthusiasm, I should try it, and quite frankly, I'm awfully happy I did.
When was that?
That was in 1957.
Do you ever get lonely, homesick, for something that maybe you don't find here in the 5900 block on West Chicago?
I think I do less than most people, Mel. Because I am constantly in touch and in contact with people from Great Britain and Ireland all of the time.
You go back to buy a shop?
And I do. I go back to buy. And then, of course, I'm surrounded here by jam from Scotland, sausages, Irish sausages, and all of the many pleasant things that we remember from back home that make people homesick.
Now, there was a young fellow who came in just a few minutes ago and bought his... He said, this will be breakfast for the next week.
Uh-huh.
And he looked as if he maybe had just come across.
Right.
Is this true?
This is probably quite true. We find that most people do learn of our existence very soon after they arrive here. In fact, as soon as the pangs of remembrance hit them, they start trying to locate things like Irish bacon or the Scotch marmalades and things. And so perhaps a call to the British Consul or one of the social organizations, and they say, well, there's a store at 5931 West Chicago Avenue that sells that particular item.
Now, there's quite a congregation in this area of Welsh and Scottish and Irish, is there not?
Well, the West Side, this particular part, Chicago and Austin, has a very, very strong Irish element. On the next block on West Rice Street is the Welsh Hebron Church. So this brings a number of people over, but we do get trade from as far away as Gary, Hammond, Milwaukee, Peoria, Rockford, particularly on a Sunday. And I'm sure many of them listen to your program while they drive in.
I hope so.
They stop by and they get the sausages and the bacon, the meat pies, and the Cornish pasties that you mentioned.
Anything about those pasties we ought to tell the world?
No, but I was delighted to hear him mention Irish bacon. Do you carry Irish bacon
here?
We
do. We're temporarily out of it, unfortunately, but this is one of our normal stock items.
Because that is such a special thing. It's very unlike our bacon. And everybody ought to try it, just for a change.
Right.
Gaelic Imports. It's just on the south side of the street before you get to, is that Central?
Austin.
Austin, I'm sorry. 5900 block of West Chicago. And after you've shopped around here at Gaelic Imports, you can go down and see Emma Morris and have some fish and chips and make it a whole British tour all in one fell
swoop. There we are.
George, it's awfully nice to see you.
It's my pleasure, I assure you. I enjoy your program on Sunday afternoons and when I do get them off.
Is that your Scottish tie here?
It's not my particular clan, because I don't have one. So I'm in the fortunate position where I can select anyone I like.
He's a man without a clan, with all the clans in the world right here within four walls.
Right.
It's good to meet you, George. I wanted to come out and see you for a long time.
Thank you, Mal. Very much indeed.
Mal and Joe on the go, sort of taking a little trip to Great Britain this afternoon. How about all of you?